Makis, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Aymer, Bitchila, he's going to go through now the whole Seder. What happened? So Yid on his roof, he's not being so careful, and he's fixing the roof, the thing rolls, slips out of his hand, rolls downward, Rachman San lands on somebody and kills him. Right away, as soon as that act happened, Echad Shogeg V'Echad Meizid, you don't know, there's Ritzicha, did he mean it, did he not mean it? Right away, Magdinim Lor Limeklot. Ubezdin Shochan Mavin Oisim Mishom. There's a story. The guy goes there. The Ritzach runs away over there. The Bezdin brings him. Bechdei Lamid Evidin. With Eidim, we're going to be Choyker V'Dorish the Maisa. Mishin is Chai Misim Bezdin. If it turns out that there was Eidim Hasro and his Takam Mechuyiv, Harugu, they kill him. Shalon is Chai Misa Ptoru. If he's not Mechuyiv Misa, it's clear that he was... He was an oynis, he was korv loynis, Agobanim wasn't amazed. Toru. Okay, what the Mishnah is saying is poshut. If he's not chayv, he's not chayv, and if he is chayv, he is chayv. There's actually a few psukim over here. One posuk, which is in Dvarim Yutes, there's a whole shayl over there, where it sounds like the way the posuk presents it is that there's taka a case where it's a sovik, it's not clear if he's a ritzek amazed. The Nos, the posuk says, Alak Zoram Okel. He runs to one of the above-mentioned cities. So the Pasuk says, Taka, they took the Zikne Ira, the Sanhedrin of his town, and they took him from there. They brought him for Mishpat. What the Pasuk says is that if they find him guilty, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'nosnu oisoi biyad goyel hadom v'mes. It sounds like the goyel hadom kills him, which is not really true, because if they found that he was chayv misa, it's not he's not given over to the goyel hadom. So the Rishonim understand that what it means is that the Bezdin is Mekayim Kilu, the avenges the Misa of the Nirtzach. He does Ritzoynei Shol Goyel Adam, and the Edim, the same way we learned in Mesach Sanhedrin, the Yad Edim Tiyad L'Boy V'Rishonim, and in Mechuyim Misa, the Edim are the ones who carry out the sentence. L'Maisa, you look at the Rambam, it's Taka Noisin Soritzach B'Yad Goyel Adam. The Rambam has a mechudish de geshita that the din that Bezdin kills specifically by Ritzicha, the pasuk refers to as nekama. Nekama means it's a revenge. The ikur make him, the one who the nekama is nimsel yod, is the goyel adam. Savada, the din of the Bezdin paskins on employing atachayim, they give him over the yad goyel adam. Their din to kill him will only be if there is no goyel adam. The Rambam has support maybe from the sugi and Sanhedrin daf mem hey. Lamaisa, the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs argues on this. Now, if they found them potter, obviously they're not Moisim L'Goyel Adam Tfakert. The Pasuk in Parshas Matei says, V'yitzilu ho'edos ha'retzeach miyad Goyel Adam. What do you mean? We're saving the Retzeach if the Goyel Adam get his hands on him, so others should kill him. We're talking about where Bezdin paskin on him, so now he's here, so now he has to be given a chance to run to the Ir Miklot. So that was the process. If he was potter, then they escort him back. Mishin is chayiv golus, machziru noisin l'mukayim, like we said, they take him back. Shenema v'shivo yisrei d'olir miklotoi. He was taken out, and now he's stuck there. To what point is he stuck over there? So Torah learns out from a pasuk, echad meshuach v'shem ha'mishcho, v'echad merub b'begodim. The Torah says that when the Kohen Gadol dies, that is when it's Neskaper, and that's when he could leave. Which Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah doesn't even introduce the halacha. The Mishnah goes straight to the details. Which Kohen Gadol's Misa is an allowance, is Mechaper, and allows him to leave the Eir Miklot? Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcho is the Kohanim in the first place of Mikdash when there was Shem HaMishcho. Meruba B'Begodim is in the times of the second place of Mikdash when there was no Shem HaMishcho. How did they anoint and make a new Kohen Gadol? Once they were marba begodim, namely they put on him the Shmoyne begodim that are miyuchad for the Kohen Gadol, he became the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah adds, Ve'echot sho'ova mimishichosoi. He was at one point a Kohen Gadol, a marshal, he had to take an emergency Kohen Gadol, he became a balmum, or he became a choyler, or a tomei, before Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur, that takes somebody else, so that had to be Vashchim Hashem and Amishcho. Means any kohen who was a kohen. That's the point. Ladavka, ovam mishikosoi, ovam mikunosoi. The halacha is he also still has the kedusha of a kohen gadol. He's also bechlal. Any one of these kohanim, you can have simultaneous options. Machzir miseretzeach. And Yehuda Omer, af meshuach mechama is mechadish, then meshuach mechama, which is in Pasha Shoftim. It's a special job. L'chorot's the second highest rank of kohanim gedolim is the kohen who is the meshuach mechama. He doesn't have the din of a kohen gadol legabei avoiding the Beis HaMikdosh. But it does have givis adinim. The sugis in Hyrius list him also as having the marshal din who yishuv sulei yikach and the isur tumah even to crave him. Those dinim he has. He's not. He doesn't do the avodah on Yom Kippur, but he has the kedusha of a kohen gadol. Also machzes haritzach lefikach. Because there's a din that their misa created the kapar of the ritzui. For the Reutzkim to be able to go back home. If a Kohen Gadol had a mother, it could be his wife also, his daughter. Misapkes Lahem would bring to the Irim Miklot and would provide them Michio Ksus, their stock. They can't get jobs. They're abandoned and they're left alone to fend for themselves. Terrible situation. L'cher, what would be the natural response? That they should ask for Rachmi Shemayim that the Kohen Gadol should die. They wanted to make the mothers of the Kohen Gadol had a vested interest in making their stay in the Emiklat comfortable. Why? Here you see that Tvila is effective. Even Tvila is something which is not just, it's not deserving. The Kohen Gadol should be a kitrug on him because he have a Ritzeach who has to be Mechapen, he has to run away. His Tvila is a Kohen. Tvila is a Kohen. Mishenigma dinoi, if after the din of the Retzech, remember they brought him to his town, Sanhedrin Dan, they decided that the Mais was B'sheg, they said, Pliny, Atachayev Golos. At that point, Mais Kohen Gadol, Hareze Eine Golo, because he already became a Mechuyiv in the din of a Retzech B'sheg, and that din of a Retzech B'sheg has a kapora. Ayde Mrs. Kohen Gadol. Im Achala Nigma Dinoi, Mes Kohen Gadol. If it's before they were going to the din, the Kohen Gadol died. Uminu Achet Tachtov. And they appointed very quickly. It was the day before Yom Kippur. There's a Retzech on trial. The Bezin in the local Sanhedrin in his town is dining on him whether he's Mechuyiv Miso or not. Lamaisi, they were quickly in the Beis HaMikdash, man another Kohen Gadol. Ula Achem Mikan Nigma Dinoi, Choyze B'misose Shol Sheni. So then, his din, the chalois din that's on him, is tolui in the second one. He was the kohen gadol when it was nigmar dinis. So Mela, his misa will be the one that's mechapa. The first one's misa is not. It's not tolui in the shas ritzicha. It's tolui in the gemar din. Mishnah zayin, nigmar dinis beloi kohen gadol. If the gemar din, there was a kohen gadol that died after he killed, and it took time for them to the Sanhedrin to send Shluchim, an armed escort, bring him out of the Emiklat, bring him to the local Sanhedrin, put him on trial, decide what his din was. Let's say it was already Nigmar Dinoi. Who's the Kohen Gadol in which his din is Chal? It's not the Kohen Gadol of Shas Ritzicha. It's not the Kohen Gadol of Shas Gmar Din, which creates the Chayvas Golus, because there was no Kohen Gadol. It was Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. Hoyri Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shaharak, somebody who kills a Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol himself that kills, and then there's another Kohen Gadol, any Yetzim Sham Laila, because there's no Kohen Gadol that can be Mechap of him, either because there was no Kohen Gadol, or because it's a Kohen Gadol that killed. Now this second point is not so clear. It would be possible to explain, you look at the Tez Yom Tiv, that there's one way of explaining the Mishnah, that even the Kohen Gadol Shohara, Gomi Shohara Kohen Gadol, is not a separate din. It means also that there was no Kohen Gadol who was appointed at the time of the Gemara Din, and therefore his Gemara Din was without a Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol whose life or Misa can be Mechapeh because he wasn't there B'shas the Gemara Din. Others understand that in the Mishnah Maaseh Shteita, it's a separate din. So it's mashma that the Kohen Gadol could be mechaper on someone else, but it can't be mechaper for somebody who killed the Kohen Gadol. It can't be mechaper for the Kohen Gadol himself that killed. So Muzayim, that's a separate din. Ve'ene Yoitze, the fellow who's locked up, the Nebuchadnezzar, and Sech Moshe, who's locked up in the Emiklot, cannot go out legitimately. Loy Leidus, mitzvah, he can't go out. He sees the Kiddush HaKadosh. He wants to go to Yerushalayim or for any other Eidus. Veloy Leidus Momin. Veloy Leidus Nefosh, not for any Eidus. Vafilu Yisrael Tzvichim Loy, Vafilu Satzvah Yisrael, Ki Yoiv Ben Tzuyah. Even if he's the general that Klai Yisrael is totally on, Yoiv Ben Tzuyah was the star general by David HaMelech. Ganze Meisa was Sof Yom of Shal David, he turned away from David, and he was killed by Shlomo HaMelech as a Shtichel Moed B'Malchus, plus there were certain Averis that David HaMelech held that he was Chayiv Nisan, but Al-Gabanim, when you want to say Satzvah Yisrael, you say Satzvah Yisrael Ki Yoiv Ben Tzuyah. Lemaisa Klai Yisrael needs him, we don't take him. Any Yotzim Shom Loilu Shenemar, Ashenos Shomo, that's his place. Shomte Dirosoi, that's where he lives. Shomte Misosoi, if the Kohen Gadol outlives him, so he dies, Lemaisa he's there. Shomte Kvurosoi, he has no kapora, he has to be there. Kishem Shehoir Koiletes, Mishnah has another din, is that the Ir Miklod, which saves a Ritzach from being killed, caught up with and killed by the Goyal Adam. The city itself is Koilet, means say it saves him. Within its confines, he's safe. Kach Tchumo, a Tchum, let's say in Shabbos, is 2,000 amos around the city edge. Not 2,000 amos from where he lives, but 2,000 amos from the city edge. Because till the city edge is considered one Mokim, the 2,000 amos start only afterwards. And the din is that's also koilet. Ritzach sheyotze chutz l'tchum, a ritzach that decides that the city is confining, he needs a little adventure, he wants to go out, l'hav yedea, he's playing with his own life. Umetzoy goel adam, the goel adam knows that he is a jumpy type and he stalks him, and 2 days later the guy taka goes out, the goel adam catches up with him. Rabbi Yosef Liliyoyim, a mitzvah biad goel adam, that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants the goel adam, if he's not safe within the confines of the Amiklot, for the goel adam to strike him down. Urushus biad kol adam, anybody's allowed to kill him. Anybody could assume the role of a goel adam, but nobody except for the goel adam himself. Who's the goel adam, by the way? Immediate relatives. So, kol echud could be a goel adam, but it doesn't have to be. Urushus biad kol adam. No. Rishus biad goel adam. The goel adam has a right to avenge the misa of his close relative. V'chol adam ein chayov in alof. Anybody else is also to kill. The Mishnah, the way the Mishnah words is ein chayov in alof. If any other person shoots down this retzach who's out of the emiklot, they're not chayiv misa. They're not chayiv misa is a nice way of saying they're not mamish criminals, but they did something wrong. It's not a matir. Yad kol adam is also. He understands when the Torah says v'rotzach goel adam sertzech is not a chiyuv. Shehu yirtzach. It's not a tzivui. What is the mitzias? If rotzach goel adam, that's okay. It's his prerogative. If anybody else, mechitesi. What Rav Kiva holds in chayiv is because since he can be struck down by the goel adam, there's a psak misa on his head in leidomim. So there's no chiyuv misa on killing him. Now the Mishnah moves on to something geographical. Ilon shehu oimid b'teich ha-tchum. A tree is within the 2,000 amos of the city. The noifoy, the branches spread out. Chutz l'tchum. The noite chutz l'tchum. Oimid chutz l'tchum, or the tree is standing outside, the trunk is outside the confines of the imiklo t'tchum. The noifoy noite l'teich ha-tchum. The branches spread over. Hakoyl hoylech achar ha-noif. The way this is understood is that HaKoyel Hoylach even after Hanoif. That means he's standing under a tree, in a tree, and the root of the tree, the roots of the tree, the mokum of the tree itself that's grown from the ground is in the Tchum. He's in the Tchum. Even though he's outside, theoretically, in terms of drawing an invisible line, but the tree defines him, being within the confines of the tree, defines him as being within. Even if the branches of the tree go out, so since the knife is inside, he's hanging on to the tree outside, but since the tree Lamaisa has a representative inside in the form of the knife, is Halach Gamacha Knife. Lamaisa, this is a discussion that comes up also, Legabe Mokoim, let's say, Legabe the Chomis Yerushalayim, or if he's considered in the Mokoim where the Tfu is, Legabe Dine Tevo. Mishnah isn't said this right. Look at Maisus Per Gimel Mishnah Yud. So over there, the halacha is that we go basa the Iker Ilon. Over here is the Bazundar halacha that we see the mokum as meshach shaychi to inside, even though be'etzem in all areas of halacha wouldn't be considered inside. The hezber advarim, that you have to know. There's what the vort is, why there should be a mechalik. Horag ba'isoyir, the Mishnah now adds something else. Let's say he killed in city A. Goylu mishchuna lishchuna. Let's say he killed in the ir mikla. That means he's already a ritzach and he ran to this ir mikla. This ir mikla was koiled him. And now he killed somebody b'shege. He's a careless person. He drives carelessly. And now he killed somebody else b'oiso ir. So he has to go into Golas again. So you have to go to a different ir mikla. The Mishnah says goylu mishchuna lishchuna. That would be enough. He's not allowed to leave. So you have halacha, you can't be making him allow him to go to another city, even if you want to put on him more golos, but he's not allowed to leave. That's a chelik of the etzim din of Yitzhak, is that he's stuck. He's nigla lishom, and he has to stay in that place. If he can travel, he's not so much in golos. So merely he has to move mishchuna lishchuna in that city itself. That's the pshara. Uben Levi, remember that 42 of the 48 cities that are koilet reitzchim are ori halavim. Ben Levi, whose place, that's his hometown, is in Ir Miklot, so then lechetchila you'll take him migoyla mi'ir li'ir. To be in one's own place, that's not a golos. The first case, we're talking about somebody who came from a third place. He came from someplace else. Of him being in this place, golos, he's not allowed to go out. So goyla mishkuna lishkuna. Ben Levi, this is his place. He doesn't have a din, he's not allowed to go out because he wasn't any place yet. So Meli has to go to a different city, and over there he's niskaper by not going out of that place.